And I want to say happy birthday to Minister Robin. Hallelujah. The Lord, the God, the scripture says, the Lord shall reign forever and ever. Sing praises to the King, for he is the King of kings. Sing the praises to the King, for he's the King of kings. Sing praises to the King, for he is the King of kings. Sing the praises to the King, for he's the King of kings. Sing the praises to the King, for he is the King of kings. Sing praises to the King, for he's the King of kings. Give him glory, for he's the King of kings. Give him glory, for he's the King of kings. Give him glory, for he's the King of kings. Give him glory, for he's the King of kings. Sing praises to the King, for he is the King of kings. Sing praises to the King, for he's the King of kings. Give him glory, for he's the King of kings. Give him glory, for he's the King of kings. Give him glory, for he's the King of kings. Give him glory, for he's the King of kings. So give him glory, for he's the King of kings. Give him glory, for he's the King of kings. Say, give him glory, for he's the King of kings. Give him glory, for he's the King of kings. All hail King Jesus. Hallelujah. On this eighth day of worship, hallelujah. All hail Emmanuel. Hallelujah. 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 All hail King Jesus. Hallelujah. All hail Emmanuel. Yeah, he reigns forever, he reigns forever, he reigns forever and evermore. He reigns forever, he reigns forever, he reigns forever and evermore. He reigns forever. Come on, give a wave office. Hallelujah. He reigns forever and evermore. He reigns forever. He reigns forever. He reigns forever and evermore. Oh, hail King Jesus. Hallelujah. Come on and lift your hands up and give the Lord praise on this eighth day of our fast. Hallelujah. We just want to thank you, Lord. Thank you for all that you've done. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, I just want to thank you, Lord, 'cause you've been so good.
I hide the water by you, Lord, and you made a way. Yeah, you made a way. You made a way. And I'm so grateful, Lord. I just want to thank you, Lord. You've been so good. You've been so good. Hey, you've been so good. You've been so good. I just want to thank you, Lord. You made a way. You made a way. You made a way. I just want to thank you, Lord. There's nothing worth more that will ever come close. Nothing can compare. You are our living hope. Hallelujah. Your presence, Lord. I've tasted and seen of the sweetest of love. When my heart becomes free and my shame is undone. Hallelujah. Your presence, Lord. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Come flood this place and fill the atmosphere. Your glory, God, is what our hearts long for. To be overcome by your presence, Lord. Your presence, Lord. There's nothing worth more that would ever come close. Nothing can compare. You are our living hope. Yes, your presence, Lord. I've tasted and seen of the sweetest of love. When my heart becomes free, my shame is undone. Your presence, Lord. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. I come feel this place and feel the atmosphere. Your glory, God, is what our hearts long for. To be overcome by your presence, Lord. Your presence, Lord. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Come flood this place and fill the atmosphere. Your glory, God, is what our hearts long for. To be overcome by your presence, Lord. Your presence, Lord. Let us become more aware of your presence. Let us experience the glory of your goodness. Let us become more aware of your presence. Let us experience the glory of your goodness. Let us become more aware of your presence. Let us experience the glory of your goodness. Let us become more aware of your presence. Let us experience the glory of your goodness. Hallelujah. Your presence, Lord. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Come and flood this place and fill the atmosphere. Oh, your glory, God, is what our hearts long for. To be overcome by your presence, Lord. Hallelujah. Your presence, Lord. Is we in your presence, in your presence, Lord. Hallelujah. Host, are you there?
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. Take it away.
Good morning. Good morning. Thank you, Psalmist Rothman, for your time of worship and song. We truly want to be in the presence of the Lord this day. Thank you, Minister Keisha, for seating and greeting us and starting us off this morning here on the Master's Call. I am Minister Janice Robinson, and I wish you all the warmest of kingdom greetings. On October 25th, 2010, our co-founders, Dr. Vicola Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, founded the Master's Call with the scriptural reference of Psalm 88:13. But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you. Our mission statement is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. Our website is themasterscall.net. All messages have been archived on this website as well as the speaker's bios. That's themasterscall.net. The theme for the year is, in 2022, God is requiring immediate obedience and all he instructs us to do. For with immediate obedience, we will continually experience restoration, divine protection, creative miracles, and strategic breakthroughs. If you feel led of the Lord to be a part of this blessed ministry as a greeter, such as Minister Keisha was, as a psalmist, such as Minister Rosalind was, as a host, such as I am, or you have a word to share, or a prayer request, or a praise report, please submit your info to info@themasterscall.net. info@themasterscall.net, and Dr. Vanessa will contact you. On Fridays, we take your prayer requests and praise reports live in the second half of the call. Now, what brought us together was the phenomenal company first called Artists International, established by the Diaz de Leon family over 30 years ago. We are now called Artist Life. The morning motivational call is held immediately following this call, Monday through Friday, and is led by a group of dynamic leaders giving us vital information on the benefits of our wonderful Artist Life products. That number is 667-770-1525, and the PIN is 294-617-PAM. That number is 667-770-1525. 1525, and the PIN is 294617 pound. To avoid any charges by your telephone carrier, the password, the bypass number is 716-293-9707. 716-293-9707. And today is Tuesday, so it is Presidential Tuesday this morning on that call. And our host for the morning will be none other than Executive President Candida Mosley. Now, I'm going to take a moment to introduce the speaker, and then after that, I'm going to pray. After the prayer, the next voice that you will hear will be none other than that of the speaker. Our speaker this morning is Pastor Everett Thomas. Reverend Everett Thomas, baptized, born-again believer, ordained minister for over 28 years. Pastor Everett is a certified biblical counselor and is experienced in the ministry of preaching and teaching. He is committed to God and community. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we come before you, Lord, this morning. First, thanking you, Lord, for allowing us to see another day, Lord. We thank you, Lord, also for the speaker that you are going to bring before us this morning, Lord, the anointed Pastor Everett, Lord. We ask you, Lord, that you would be with him, that you would fill him with your spirit, Lord, so that he will have the boldness to bring forth the word that you have for us today, Lord. And, Lord, we ask that you allow our ears to be open and our hearts to experience those things that are going to be presented this day by Pastor Everett, Lord, where may we hide them deepest within the recesses of our hearts. Lord, we thank you, thank you, thank you for allowing us this opportunity. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, amen. Thank you for that fervent prayer and that warm introduction, Minister Janice. God bless your heart. And acknowledging the greeter, Minister Keisha, and Psalmist Minister Rosalind. Praise God for opening us up in such a great magnitude. And thank God for our founders of this call, Reverend Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon and Pastor Dr. Nicole Robertson. Well, good morning to our TMC family and guests. God bless you. Today is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Today is a special day for Minister Robin. God bless you. Happy birthday. Now, I'm just grateful to God for another opportunity to share with us on today. Well, yes, to God be the glory. Amen. Grace things he has done and will do continuously in our lives. Amen. Well, looking at a particular devotion that I was reading the other day, and it just caught my eye. It just resonated in my spirit, and it's found in our daily bread. Many of you probably already read it, but it was found Saturday, and the scripture came from 2 Peter chapter 1, verses 3 through 9. 2 Peter chapter 1, verses 3 through 9. I'm reading from the Amplified Version. It says, "For his divine power has bestowed on us absolutely everything necessary for a dynamic spiritual life and godliness, through true and personal knowledge of him who called us by his own glory and excellence. For by these he has bestowed on us his precious and magnificent promises of inexpressible value, so that by them you may escape from the immoral freedom that is in the world because of disreputable desire and become sharers of the divine nature. For this very reason, apply your diligence to the divine promises. Make every effort in exercising your faith to develop moral excellence, and in moral excellence, knowledge, insight, understanding, and in your knowledge, self-control, and in your self-control, steadfastness, and in your steadfastness, godliness, and in your godliness, brotherly affection. And in your brotherly affection, develop Christian love, that is, learn to unselfishly seek the best for others and to do things for their benefit. For as these qualities are yours and are increasing in you as you grow towards spiritual maturity, they will keep you from being useless and unproductive in regard to the true knowledge and greater understanding of our Lord Jesus Christ. For whoever lacks these qualities is blind, short-sighted, closing his spiritual eyes to the truth, having become oblivious to the fact that he was cleansed from his old sins. Verses 3 through 9. Praise God. And the subject that the writer had down and I'm going to share with us today, call to grow. Call to grow. It goes on and says, the sea squirt is a strange creature found attached to rocks and shells. It looks like a soft plastic tube waving with the current, drawing its nutrients from the passing water. It lives a passive life far removed from its once active youth. The sea squirt starts like as a tadpole with a primitive spinal cord and brain that helps it find food and avoid harm. As a juvenile, it spends its days exploring the ocean, but something happens when it reaches adulthood. Setting on this rock, it stops exploring and growing. In a macabre twist, it digests its own brain. Spineless, thoughtless, flowing passively with the current, the apostle Peter encouraged us not to follow the sea squirt's fate, since maturity for us means taking on God's nature. You and I are called to grow. Grow mentally in our knowledge of Christ, spiritually in traits like goodness, perseverance, and self-control, and practically by exploring new ways to love, offer hospitality, and serve others through our gifts. Such growth, Peter says, will stop us from living ineffective and unproductive lives. This calling to grow is as vital for the 70-year-old as it is for the teenager. God's nature is as vast as the ocean. We've barely swum a few feet. Explore his unending character. Take new spiritual adventures. Study, serve, take, risk, grow. So call to grow is a subject that we're dealing with today, and many times we get comfortable, and where we are, we feel that we sometimes arrived, but God called us to grow in things of God. In our business, we call it personal development, and you know, strive to become better in our business and read different materials and listen to CDs, et cetera, et cetera. You know, so the question is, what are we doing in our spiritual growth, in the areas of growing and maturing? Are we really spending more time like we should with God and his word? Are we hanging around worldly people, or are we hanging around holy people? You know, who we hang around with makes us or break us. Proverbs 13:20 says, he that walketh with wise men shall be wise. Companion of fools will be destroyed. So are we really serious about our growing, amen, and maturing? We have to watch who we hang around with and what we're listening to and what our eye gates and ear gates are receiving. Praise God. So just wanted to encourage us to take a look at our growing. What are we doing in the areas of our growing? Well, continue looking at our scripture. And it says, add to your faith. The word translated add means to make abundant provision for. Making every effort to live a Christian life means we begin with faith, but we do not stop there. We go on and concentrate on developing the following Christian virtues. And then it goes on. Well, looking at the words, the wording that I'm dealing with right now is from the King James Version. So faith add to your faith in goodness. Goodness, the Greek word is erit, not one of the more familiar words rendered good. Erit is usually translated excellence. It refers to the full development of our potential to achievement in a chosen sphere of action. And we are called to excel as Christians, not to live average lives. And knowledge, the knowledge that we add to faith is a knowledge of God's will. The superior knowledge claimed by the false teachers Peter was about to discuss was empty and meaningless. What counts is understanding what God wants from us and doing it. Self-control. In Scripture, this virtue is contrast to excess, to greed, to surrender to sexual passions. The Christian who understands the will of God is to discipline himself or herself to do it. Then we have perseverance. The word in Scripture suggests a distinctive view of time. The Christian takes the long view and realizes that God does not work by man's timetable. However discouraging the circumstances, the Christian is able to keep on faithfully going, doing the Lord's will. Godliness, this Greek word for piety, suggests a constant awareness of God and a commitment to doing things that are appropriate to one devoted to him. Brotherly kindness and love, the two words denote affection and self-sacrifice, and we learn to care about others and their welfare, and we are willing to help them even at personal cost. These qualities, in increasing measure, will keep us from being ineffective and unproductive. Praise God. So we want to be productive people of God. Amen. We want to be effective. We want to be blessed to be a blessing. Amen. It's not about what I get just for me, mine, and myself or what have you, but we ought to be reaching out to others. What can I do to make somebody else's life better today than it was yesterday? Amen. But ultimately, am I growing? Amen. Acknowledging the fact that I'm called to grow. He called me out of darkness into his marvelous light. So we are the light of the world, the salt of the earth. So we are expected to be change makers, not complainers. Wow, what this world's coming to. Look here, look at how they acting, shooting here, shooting there. Praise God. And we just have to understand what the word of God says. This is not about what the politics of our world is talking about. Getting rid of guns, amen. It's not a gun thing, it's a heart thing. If there's hatred in the heart, if they have that much hate, if they don't use a gun, they use a knife. If they don't use a knife, they can use a car to run down people, whatever it is, because it needs a heart change, praise God. So it's up to us to help people to learn, amen, that life is better when God is in it. So we have to learn God's word, amen, and study it diligently. You know, when I was younger, I didn't realize back then that sexual activity was a sin. I just thought, well, you know, we get together, we do what we do. But I found out as I grew that that's not the way we do things. And then I learned that it's called the act of marriage. Amen. Not an act of love, so to speak. You know, we call it making love. You know, so we do what we do. And thought that it was all right, you know, if it feels good, do it. But I realized as I continued to read and study God's word in 1 Corinthians chapter 6, it tells me to flee fornication. Every sin that a man doeth is without the body, but he that committed fornication sinneth against his own body. What? Know ye not that your body is a temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which ye have of God, and ye are not your own, for ye are bought with a price. Therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God. So I had to read and study and realize that I'm doing the wrong thing. You know, so we have to learn what the world says okay does not mean that it's okay, because we are God's property. Amen, amen. And, you know, so I was out there doing what I do, then oops. The young lady got pregnant, and what happened? What, you know, oh my goodness. Well, she wound up getting an abortion. So back then, you know, back in the day, if a dad, or I should say a real father, found out that you messed over his daughter, he got, you know, they call it a shotgun wedding. You know, you love my daughter enough to do that. Well, you're going to put a ring on her and go ahead to the altar. And then with nowadays, it's just, well, one of those things. That's what we do. That's what happens. So if I knew then what I know now, things would have been different. Praise God. I would put a ring on my finger. And amen. And, of course, those of you who know me know I'm married to Cheryl. It would not have been Cheryl. Then it would have been somebody else. But praise God. Thank God for my wife today. But as we grow, I'm just trying to help somebody here today, praise God, that we have to do things different as the body of Christ. We're not dictated by what the world says or what the politician says. And with this Roe versus Wade thing, abortion is taking a life. Just what it boils down to. I was listening to the radio yesterday, and they were dealing with that particular issue. And some doctors were interviewed, and they say, well, they didn't realize, you know, that there was a life there. Thousands and thousands of abortions that they had performed, and now they realize that's a living organism, not just just a blob there. So they had to they changed their way of looking at it, and they quit their profession, and even how lucrative it was, how much money it was making. They said, no more. They realized that that was taking a life. So how much more should we feel about this as the body of Christ, that God is the author and the finisher of our life and our faith, and that we have to understand that. So like I said, if I had knew then, and many of us can say, not only just dealing with this thing called abortion and sexual activity, if I knew then what I know now, things would have been different. Amen. I would not be messed up and from the floor up back then if I had knowledge, if I had more wisdom today. So, yes, God is a loving God. Yes, he's a forgiving God. And we ask God to forgive us for the wrong that we've done. But as we become more mature, as we realize our subject today, called to grow, we have to grow up and understand and own up to, I was wrong. God forgive me. And even the person, ask the person to forgive of the wrong that we've done. As we are mature, we don't want to be rationalizing, well, God knows my heart, and well, it just happened in one of those things. No, it's not about convenience. It's about obedience. Yes, that abortion back then at that time, yeah, it's convenient. It was convenient, but it's not about convenience. It's about obedience. So as a child of God, I had to learn that I must obey God's word. Amen. Even the world says things are okay and things are all right. But if God's word says it's not all right, amen, then it's not all right. You know, I believe what the word says. And the Holy Spirit, praise God, as I mature, I find out the Holy Spirit is real. He will lead and guide you into all truth. Praise God. So I had to read Romans chapter 12, verses 1 and 2. It says, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service, verse 2, and be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. So as we look at being called to grow, amen, it's time out for being a childish. It's time out for being ignorant. Amen. We strive to become all that God called us to be. Yes, he did call us out of darkness. Amen. Into his marvelous light. Amen. And of course, we look at the love chapter, 1 Corinthians chapter 13. It says in verse 11, when I was a child, I spake as a child, understood as a child, thought as a child. But when I became a man, come on somebody, but when I became mature, I put away childish things. So God is saying it's time to grow up. It's time to grow up in the things of God. The world is in a mess because some of us saints have not matured enough to call sin, matured enough to check one another and stop talking about, don't judge me. Well, we already judge by what the Word of God says. Amen. And we judge righteously, not that we are so together that we, you know, put people down, but judge according to the word. In other words, we don't want to hold one another accountable, you know, and speak the truth in love. Praise God. So as we grow up, we have to show up as real, true, godly individuals. People are looking for what a single godly person looks like, what a married couple is supposed to look like in the things of God. Amen, amen. So if the world is going to be any better, we're going to have to be the true lights of the world and be the true salt of the earth. God bless you. Amen. This is all I have. Back to you, Minister Janice. Well, Janice, until you come up.
Can you hear me now?
Oh, yeah, I can hear you now. I was about to go a little bit further. Go ahead. Jesus went to Calvary. He died. And on the third day, he got up with all power. All right.
Thank you. We thank you, Pastor Everett, for that word that you brought to us today, Lord. We thank you. Thank you. Now, I'm going to pray over our speaker and our prayer request for this week. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the opportunity that you have given us, Lord, to have so fed on your word. And Lord, we ask you to allow us to feast on that word all day, Lord, for it is good and it is filling to our souls. We ask you, Lord, to bless the bringer of the word, Lord, Pastor Everett, Lord, and to fill him back with the virtue that he has poured out to us this morning, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for all that you are going to do and continue to do in his life. And Lord, we come before you, Lord, praying for those who have asked us to pray because there is healing that is needed, Lord. We know, Lord, that it is your will that we be healed, Lord. And so we thank you in advance for what is going on in the lives of those that are experiencing infirmity at the moment, Lord, knowing that all things work for your good and that you will heal. Lord, we thank you for those that have given praise reports that have told us of things that they thought were impossible, but through you, Lord, have become accomplished. We thank you, Lord, for all that you have done in their lives, and we ask, Lord, that you continue to lead them and guide them and strengthen them in the path that you would have them to go in. Lord, we thank you for those who are going through physical challenges or spiritual challenges, Lord. We can thank you, Lord, because we know that you are in control, Lord, and that you will have it work out according to your way, and that they need only to depend and lean on you, Lord, for the answer is found within you. Lord, we ask you to comfort, Lord, those that are grieving, those that are mourning loss, Lord. We ask you, Lord, to allow them to feel your peace, to feel your loving arms wrapped around them as they sorrow for the loss of a loved one, Lord. We ask all these things in Jesus' name. Amen. To hear the playback of this message, you need to dial 712-432-1085, with the PIN number being 957-677-PAM. We also invite you to join the morning motivational call, 667-770-1525, with the PIN being 294-617-PAM. Thank you, Psalmist Roslyn, for our time of worship and song. Thank you, Minister Keisha, for greeting and seating our guests as they came on the line. And we say, happy birthday to our Minister Robin and also to our Queen Victoria, two wonderful people celebrating birthdays on the same day. Thank you again, Pastor Everett, for that powerful message this morning. Will you please come back now and close us with the benediction?
Well, praise God. Right before the benediction, let us hear from Minister Tiffany to sing happy birthday to Ms. Robin and the other individual that has a birthday. Ms. Tiffany, are you there? Praise God. Happy birthday. Are you there, Ms. Tiffany? I know y'all don't want me to sing. Well, praise God.
I'm here.
Come on. Let us see. Let us hear.
Are you calling on me?
Mr. Tiffany? Please sing happy birthday to... Go ahead.
God morning. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, Minister Robin. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. May God continue to bless you. May all your dreams come true. The TMC family says happy birthday, happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, Minister Robin, from the TMC family. We love you so, so much. May God continue to bless you and keep you, is our prayer.
Now unto him that's able to keep us from falling and to present us faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, henceforth, now, and forevermore. In Jesus' name, be blessed on today. Have a great day.
Amen, amen, amen. Thank you, Minister Everett Thomas. Call to grow. Now, you know that's the word. You left some meat on the bone on that one. We're going to have you back to finish because, boy, as teachers, you know that was such a powerful word. So thank you, thank you, thank you. Good morning, everyone. This is Pastor Vanessa, one of the co-founders of the Master's Call. I see our other co-founders unmuted herself. I don't know if she wanted to take over. That's fine. We also want to thank Minister Keisha for greeting and seating our entire family. So we just are excited that we said happy birthday. And I'm going to have, within just 1 minute before we have others go to the other call, Dr. Pacola, did you want to say anything about our fast? Those are starting.
Good morning, Dr. Vanessa. Oh, my goodness, Pastor. I tell you one thing for sure. You came on out here and ministered to us, and it is some more meat on that bone, and you're going to bring it on back. So I just thank God for each of you, those of you who are on the fast and knowing that this is the eighth day and expecting new beginnings. This attitude of gratitude fast has certainly been a blessing. If there is anybody, if any of you out there would like to join the fast today, to do a three-day fast as we are concluding, please give me a call at 586-747-8000. Again, that number is 586-747-8000. Come and we'll give you the call me and I'll give you the instructions and we will go forward. God bless each of you. I have been asked for us to have a celebration call at the end in 3 days, and I'll get back to you with that information. Thank you, Dr. Vanessa.
All righty. We've had our benediction. Thank you. Everybody go out and have an awesome day. Bye-bye.
Amen.
Amen.